saying March numbers show the most secure border in history. United States Customs and Border Protection is out with the latest figures on illegal crossings, saying it recorded the lowest Southwest border crossings ever, dating back to 2000. Border Patrol data shows 7,180 crossings. That beats the previous low of 8,347, recorded in February, and is a big drop from a monthly average of 155,000 from the previous 4 years. Acting Commissioner Pete Flores said, quote, "Under the leadership of President Trump and Secretary Noem, the administration has taken bold, decisive action to restore control at the border. Border Patrol agents are empowered like never before to shut down unlawful entry and protect American lives." President Trump has taken many steps to curb illegal immigration since his inauguration in January. In declaring a national emergency, he sent military troops to the southern border, issued a broad ban on asylum, as well as ordered the Pentagon to provide space for detainees. In addition, the president reinstated his Remain in Mexico policy, which forces non-Mexican migrants to wait in Mexico for their cases to be heard in the United States. The administration also shut down the Biden administration's One Entry program, which allowed hundreds of thousands of migrants to enter the United States legally by scheduling an appointment on an app. Those appointments are now canceled. In early tariff negotiations with the White House, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum agreed to send 10,000 Mexican troops to the border to try to prevent illegal crossings. United States Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem recently toured the notorious prison in El Salvador, where flights landed, carrying deportees. The administration insists includes many members of the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. A court fight is now ongoing to determine if those flights were legal under the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act. Commissioner Flores says the message is clear. The border is closed to illegal crossings, and those caught will be prosecuted and deported.